Y no subí.
Oh,
So, good evening. We gather together now for the first study group of our new teaching year. So, once again, let's focus right at the outset at generating a suitable motivation, a motivation of bodhicitta, a motivation of wanting to engage in this process of spiritual development so that we can help lead all beings to attain freedom from suffering. All of us, we want to experience only happiness. None of us wants to experience any problems or difficulties at all. And to eradicate suffering and attain a state of lasting happiness, rather than continuing to focus on manipulating and transforming the physical world, we should rather place our energy, our attention, our focus onto transforming our mind. In our context of the Mahayana Dharma, means cultivating the motivation of the Mahayana Dharma and engaging in the practices of the Bodhisattva, the six perfections. In our exploration of this Lamrim text, where we are is within the trainings that are shared with the practitioner of initial capacity. What we've covered already serves the purpose to come to recognize this jewel of an opportunity that we've achieved, but to recognize its fleeting nature. And the purpose of those prior meditations was for us to be able to see this life in a truer perspective, and rather lift our focus up from this life's troubles and problems, and focus on a goal beyond this life. Eventually, we'll develop our focus further to developing a sincere determination to gain liberation from suffering or even Buddhahood. But for now, our mind needs to be lifted up from this life's everyday occurrences to striving for better rebirths. And to help bring this about, we now come to the chapters on refuge, which we have just started to look at. And this, then, is to turn our mind close to the three jewels.
Some
그 있고 사무 방사 김 기계대 하무리오 선의 탑이 삼아 예이 다 타기를 삼아기 앞에네 타나 하명기 예래 그게 다 순위번 수요래 수요래 세리라 예미 오미시 이혼의 세리 이신 이신 니니디랴 니 때문에 주에서 아보 아성기 할래 내 이거 기다 아니 게메기 유아 암루아 이것도 쉐디 제대 떠나 뜬 할 타겟사 제 지체 나는 칸 뷰인 카드 카우키오선의 섬이다들 딱히 칸하는 부부지 수교 교배 이거다 간에 수출을 열었지 제가 제 원조수 이렇게 제 22 비행이 삼은 일이 아마 제물라 에미키 엠크시 딱히 이게 이거 열었지 제일 엠크시 쇼크리킨 쓰겠다 마 아토미디 하카베라 케이크 역시 이실이 있으니 이실이 이실이란 엠브라스다.
This topic of refuge or protecting refuge, it refers to a consciousness, a way of thinking. So refuge is a particular consciousness, and this chapter in that presents how to cultivate refuge, an attitude of refuge, has various outlines, of which we've looked at the first, that are the causes of going for refuge. This will now bring us to look at the objects of refuge, and thereafter, the way for going for refuge. So the causes for going for refuge are presented as twofold, and this is in the particular perspective of where we are in the overall scope of the Lam Rim. So the two causes are, in brief, those of that of fear and that of faith. So fear has arisen through reflecting on the lower realms, the chapter that has just been concluded. There, we looked at the suffering that is being experienced by beings right now, in those beings who are born as animals or as spirits on the hell realms. So generating fear for ourselves falling into such an existence, recognizing that the very causes that propel such a rebirth, we are not free of them. These we have accumulated, and therefore there is still a potential that we may well fall into the lower realms. So that reflection leads to fear of a potential rebirth in the lower realms. That's the first of the two causes. The second is a mind of deep and abiding faith or trust in the three jewels. And in particular, that it's by relying on the three jewels that we will be guided to transform our mind and thereby accumulate the causes for further excellent rebirths and to eradicate previous causes that would otherwise lead to rebirth in the lower realms. So therefore, this mind of protecting refuge is a mind of trust.
In MGQ, GHQ, Yubadisha, Kusu, Yores, San Shiri, that to be, you go in a double to Maris, not that the inner power, the inner missile, and the Kanashina, the Kanash, 이 규라바샤 염묘대에
this mind of refuge and it's a mind of trust or conviction, and it's trust or conviction in the three jewels. So this needs to be generated not in a way that is weak and insipid, but in a way that is rather strong from the depths of our heart. So to draw an analogy, if we are in a dire situation and we desperately need the support of others, help from others, and if we turn to someone, but there's some doubt in our mind, doubt whether they'll want to help us, doubt whether they have the capacity to help us, doubt whether they have the time to help us, our turning to them will be weak. And if we also doubt that they have the skill to guide us, our trust in what they have to say will be weak. We'll question it. And this hesitation may well lead to our situation growing far worse. So the level of trust or conviction that we need to develop in the three jewels must not be like that. It needs to be stable, it needs to be from the depths of our heart. So we go for refuge at the start of our teachings and the start of our meditations, but to the measure for whether one's refuge is truly wholehearted or not is our attitude towards following the advice that comes from the three jewels, in other words, the teachings of the Dharma. If our refuge, our mind of protecting refuge, is sincere and wholehearted, we will receive advice with an open mind, and we, or not an open mind, we'll receive our advice with an open heart, take it to heart, and readily let go of all that we are advised to let go of, and embrace, cultivate all that is to be cultivated. That is the measure of our refuge. So that is a brief recap of the first of the major outlines in this chapter, the causes of going for refuge. Now to come to the second major outline, which is so in the handouts, it's in the middle page 116, and in the published book on page 100. Based on those, so the causes of refuge, the objects to which one, to which you go for refuge. So this word, not just to set an aside, of refuge, is what you can also be translated as protection. So to whom one goes for protection or protecting refuge. And it has 2 points, identifying the objects of refuge and the reasons why they are worthy to be a refuge. So one goes for refuge to the three jewels of the triple gem. So this is enumeration is a definite. There are three jewels one turns to for protection. Not two, not one, not more than three. It's the Buddha jewel, it's the Dharma jewel, and it's the Sangha jewel. And these three then are a definitive number. The Buddha jewel is the founder teacher, and the Buddha is a suitable refuge because the Buddha is a perfected being. in that all trace of fault has been perfectly eradicated, and thereby all excellent qualities are perfectly developed. Therefore, a Buddha is a perfected being, perfected again, because all faults have been perfectly eradicated and all excellent qualities perfectly developed. Hence, the Buddha jewel, the founder teacher, is a jewel of refuge. The Sangha jewel refers to Arya beings, and they are our companions. What makes an Arya being an Arya being is that on their continuum abide true cessations and true paths. So any being who has true cessations and true paths is an Arya being and is a member of the Sangha jewel. And what makes them suitable for refuge is that they have excellent experience of the truth or the validity of their teachings, in that they have given rise to true cessations and true paths. And the Dharma jewel, this refers to the true paths and true cessations, which abide on the continuum of all Arya beings. So a true cessation, there are many of varying degrees of gradient in that, I express that differently, that true cessations are attained through the eradication of a gradient of afflictions. So one can completely abandon afflictions of a coarser level, progressing down to subtler levels. And with each eradication of a level of coarseness or subtleness of a level of affliction, one attains a true cessation. And these true cessations, where a true cessation refers to that level of abandonment, complete abandonment, ceasing of that level of afflictions, is attained through the cultivation of true paths. So true paths and true cessations are found on the continuum of Arya beings. So of the three jewels, the Buddha jewel is the founder teacher, the one who brought the Dharma into our world. The Sangha jewel are those who accompany us on our spiritual development. And the Dharma jewel, that is of the Dharma jewel being true paths and true cessations. This is the actual refuge. So the Dharma jewel is the actual refuge. And here, just as an aside, to say this word refuge means protection. In other contexts, you'll see here it's translated as protector or can even be savior. So what protects us from suffering, our refuge from suffering, is the actual refuge, is the Dharma jewel, the true paths and true cessations that are our actual protection or refuge from suffering.
이래 나오는 데리라 이점조 부부의 견들 여는 집이 있습니다. 나다가 같이 왔습니다. 누가치나 대위 대상이 리쇼 있고 송치에 잽수들의 이점조 대라 안드시오 바바바바 잽수 김충비 잽수 짠짜다 이부진나 투모를 가시게 우수원나 투모비시대고 이부진 기우 지기 이점조 짬 이부진나 투모미시대고 이제 참아치 유점 마세요 우와 이제 분노나 라디고 와 하고모나 라데디 나 하레스 대한 아디 아순 뭐야 타 이거 지나 하반 유보와 초구도 전 예담 삼다지 예담 삼도 공모되다 고원이 계획이 가소래 이시마 이제 유미어와 유이나 담보된 마송 고원의 파워 예래 타르지면 지와 수원 유보와 안내보만 초구리 우선 예담 삼다 예래 又被一个寺庙来生他带本书的了来生比你的时候早那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那 来给我出目，将来帮才下回来。
That's in brief then the objects of refuge, these three jewels, the Buddha jewel, Dhamma jewel, and Sangha jewel, with the Dhamma jewel being the actual refuge or protection, in that its attainment is one's protection, actual protection from suffering. They are very, now to tie this to what was presented in the prior outline, the causes for going for refuge, and what was in the final paragraph that we covered last time, is that whilst we talk of refuge, and it's clear that refuge is consciousness, a mind, there are varying degrees of strength of the mind of refuge, which relate to the motivation of the person who's turning to the three jewels for protection or refuge from suffering. So, for example, there is the refuge that is merely of a practitioner of initial capacity, and there's a refuge that is shared with a practitioner of initial capacity, and then there's a refuge that's merely, or maybe here better than merely, only of a practitioner of intermediate capacity, and there's a refuge that is shared with a practitioner of intermediate capacity, and then there is the refuge of a practitioner of great capacity. So to talk about the first of these, the refuge that is only of a practitioner of initial capacity, there are two causes that have caused them to turn for protection or refuge to the three jewels of fear and faith. Fear of the potential of being born in the lower realms, and faith or trust or conviction that the three jewels can guide one to gain protection from such, or refuge from such a lower realm rebirth. So that is the motivation of a person who goes for refuge to the three jewels, and it's a motivation of a practitioner of initial capacity, only of initial capacity.
And in the camera, there you also embedded on the image with a mother here, was maybe it's another teacher. Then you were dictated to whom the two more week and both said, but some mamma did, some of the sketch shake and boy. She not up, eh, Taraba, Tabio Gomon told, Hungry Jim Gomon told, Sudane, Jesse, Namman, Papa, see it, Jim Goma, Namman, Chevalaya, and Joe Chumay, he, when you hook use, that day, who know me, Rasuni, Harba, Matrinki, he, Goma, hook, and the Tabu, and touch it. Yin Yamme Chibalaya, and E 초반 얘기하자.
네. 교수님, 지휘, 범바이다, 와, 침묵, 아직, 그, 엠펜트 통과, 딱, 네. 최고선생님, 최고, 치대, 그, 둘이 들리잖아? 아, 그, 뭐네, 칼지, 이, 체벌제, 그, 탈류고, 왁전, 이분, 시, 지투의 위반, 관리, 장인지, 전신, 냄새, 냄새, 지투의, 이, 체벌제, 먼저, 뭐, 또, 우유국, 쌤비기, 원호시게, 수하다. 그래서, 무모, 벌스레, 딘, 개발진, 원류고, 방, 냄새, 투약과 탈류고, 방, 투의, 냄새, 다음에가, 다시, 니는, 지, 이, 체벌지, 이, 도부, 니, 기, 도바, 마성, 레, 마탄, 레, 토야, 뮤지카, 마성, 카트, 원유고, 혹, 이곳을, 거면, 이, 꾸지, 빛이, 음악, 취재, 나무지, 유지. 나, 니네, 니네, 마성, 마성, 니네, 아래, 유, 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 유,
That was the refuge of a practitioner of initial capacity, the refuge of a practitioner. Yeah, just the refuge of a practitioner of initial capacity. And it's a refuge of a practitioner of intermediate capacity. So for them, they have the same two causes of fear and faith, but their fear is directed to being reborn in cyclic existence, anywhere in cyclic existence, not just the lower realms, but even the higher realms, recognizing that wherever one is born, one will suffer, continue to suffer. So that is their fear, and their faith is in that the three jewels can provide them the guidance, which by following it will lead to them attaining the Dharma jewel within, the protection of from suffering and the suffering of samsara in its entirety. So they will know that by training in the guidance they receive from the Triple Gem, guidance such as training in ethics, in generosity, patience, towards perseverance, concentration, and wisdom, they will come to gain freedom from psychic existence in its entirety. So that is the refuge of a practitioner of intermediate capacity. But they will also have the refuge that is, but it'll be expressed slightly differently, that is now shared with the practitioner of initial capacity. Because the practitioner of intermediate capacity will fears but falling both remaining in the higher realms or falling to the lower realms. And they recognize that by falling into the lower realms, this will completely bring an end to their spiritual development and their attainment of liberation. So therefore, the practitioner who goes for refuge with the motivation of the intermediate capacity will share the refuge of a practitioner of initial capacity as well.
On that demander land, the moon, Nana say, give some smoke, the lamb, the nest of Demerty, that you jet, the head up, as called it. Let's say, when you go on, Casu, Taruko, or three, you should keep in Yemen, quite it up, she quite cheeky, Yanni cheeky, the cabal said it, when you got old, it over up, and nothing more than mother, it will sit at that, Mantle, tie upon you, it was seven you go back, it's ever check. 얘는 타보가 중립신 불구와 선부지 이 개발시 톱 우리 우수리 얘네 카오 얘네 톱톱 애자마 톱바 한부선리 하리스기 나 내니 해서 내려 껴기 이번 주로 데리고 여기 오늘 선리사 아 얘네 이 시시 이 애려다 얘네 여바세다 재미 우리 선리파 정하선 뭐 하다 이그리에 선리파 딱 보이 아 소비 좀 타다 보이 쇼그리
Likewise, there'll be a refuge or practitioner of greatest capacity, which should be clear from this presentation. But here, in the context of where we are in the training in the Lamrim, we'll have independence on our prior meditations, given rise to a determination not to be born into the lower realms. The fear will have arisen for that potential outcome. And this, and wanting to attain rebirth in the higher realms, we develop faith that the guidance from the three jewels can lead us, or will lead us, to attain ongoing excellent rebirths. So that then is the motivation of a practitioner of initial capacity. This meditation that one engages in, for refuge, is an analytical meditation. And for ourselves as students of the Lamrim, the way for us to turn for refuge is not with the motivation merely of a practitioner of initial capacity, but to express within our refuge our aspiration to become a bodhisattva. So when one is meditating on refuge, perhaps one is doing it as a preliminary and doing recitation of the refuge prayer, then one spends time on cultivating a sincere mind of refuge, and then later will express that sincere mind through the recitation of the refuge prayer or the refuge formula. So one starts one's meditation by reminding oneself of the simple fact, I do not want to fall into the lower realms, because not only will I suffer, but my attainment of my spiritual goals, particularly the cultivation of bodhicitta and all its accompanying good qualities, that attainment will be stopped. So I must cultivate the excellent causes to that will lead to further good rebirths, so that if I don't become a bodhisattva in this life, it can happen in my very next life. Now and then one can also meditate on the suffering in the lower realms to both and come to it from two perspectives. The perspective of, I do not want to suffer like that. And the perspective of, there are beings in great pain who need bodhisattvas in this world. I have to become one. So in this way, one strengthens one's determination to gain freedom from rebirth in the lower realms, both through one's own immediate self-interest, but also through one's other interest or other concern, our focus on the welfare of others. And thereby, we develop a determination to cultivate the causes for a higher realm rebirth. So this then is the first part of, the first cause of refuge, that of fear. And here, again, fear is not just about in relation to my own potential suffering, but that this my falling to the lower realms will have an impact on me, my capacity to be of benefit to others. So there is our fear. Faith, then, is the second cause we develop. This is faith towards that the three jewels have the capacity to skillfully guide me to develop all the required causes for my ongoing spiritual development. So here, the stronger, the clearer we understand that why the three jewels are a suitable refuge, then our faith will be more stable. And again, as mentioned at the start of our teaching, here this is reflected by whether we wholeheartedly embrace the guidance we are given or not. Here we remind ourselves, in terms of the generation of the second cause of faith, that amongst the reasons why the three jewels are suitable to be relied on to gain protection from suffering is that they are either completely perfected beings, in the case of the Buddhas, or they are in the process of becoming perfected, in the case of the Arya beings. And so therefore, these are the very beings we wish to emulate. Wishing to emulate them, we should seek their guidance, be open and receptive to their guidance, and wholeheartedly follow it. Here, then, one has now meditated, first on generating fear, and then the second cause, that of faith. And then, to the extent that refuge has arisen within oneself, now one can express express refuge in your heart vocally by reciting the refuge form, that go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma, the Supreme Assembly, and so forth. And when done in this way, one can count one's refuge recitations on a mala. Perhaps one is doing it just as your daily practice, or maybe as part of a preliminary, but which, for whatever reason one is doing it, one should not be merely reciting, but one's recitation should be, this vocal expression should be an expression of your sincere mind of refuge.
那我们根据三节学吧，佛学学了，三句法则，接受戒，接着，接着，那你讲的是说，三节学，佛学学三节学，学三节学三句法则，学学学佛学学，从这第六个就是教育诵戒，三节学，然后把这边学了，那教育诵戒，佛学诵，第二个嘛，一个的，下个，不不的，这第三节法则的。
接触切克斯的了，你三牛哥哦，马金米法，哎，这里给别别把的，告诉刘三弟弟三幺，看这把叫注意些，这里，江西三叔，这是，这是，反正呢，现在大概其实遇到错了没有，后来不就是有不说的，那边给不出，那么，你把，嗯，错，嗯，错，错，哎了，这个，你，我，你放心。
我需要这个去实现，也需要。既然现在阿是，既然你我们三月十八日生了，再给老太太再去说，还有许多的个，什么比不了的，但是生活小事，你也见不到吧？甚至是见不到实际，是的不？积极积极的，能达到的啊，很讲究啊，阿是甚至很厉害，么的。
the refuge prayer similar to what we recite at the start of every class. This then can be recited subsequent to this, following this meditation. So one, the first line, it is the Tibetan, the English translation, you should start with the second line, then the first line, then the third and the fourth. So the first line in the Tibetan is in the Buddha, Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly, or the Sangha. So this is mentioning the three jewels, the Buddha jewel, the Dharma jewel, and the Sangha jewel. So when one recites this first line, one does so with a recognition of their qualities. So this is something that will be covered briefly later in the text, but or in the chapter. But one, already having learned this, one, by merely calling to mind the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, then these good qualities that we aspire to develop ourselves, that arises within. Then the second line, I take refuge from now until enlightenment. So this is the unique refuge of the Mahayana, because the goal is enlightenment or Buddhahood. So the purpose of going for refuge is clearly stated as not merely to gain a good rebirth, not merely to gain individual liberation, but to attain enlightenment or Buddhahood. So therefore, the second line, I take refuge until enlightenment, is a clear expression of Mahayana refuge. Then the third and fourth line, it's a generation of bodhicitta, and it comes with a commitment of, I will train in the way I am guided. By the merit of practicing generosity and other perfections, may I become a Buddha for the benefit of all beings. So in the first two lines, we're going for the unique Mahayana refuge. The third and fourth line, we then generate bodhicitta with conjoined with the determination to engage in the various practices of the bodhisattva, so that this aspiration of becoming a Buddha for the sake of others can be actualized. And continuing in the text, to the first of the two outlines, identifying the objects of refuge. And so from the text, prays in 150 verses, the one in whom all faults are perpetually completely absent, the one in whom in every way all excellent qualities abide. If you have good sense, you will go to such a one for refuge. It is right to praise and honor him and to abide in what he teaches. The first two lines, the one in whom all faults are perpetually completely absent, this refers to the Buddha jewel, because Buddhas have completely eradicated without leaving any trace of their afflictions, the seeds of their afflictions, and even the stains of their afflictions. All have been completely eradicated. This marks out a being as a Buddha. So again, the first two lines, the one in whom all faults are perpetually and completely absent, refers to the Buddha jewel, who's completely eradicated afflictions together with their seeds and stains.
Now, I'm not what I'm doing, ladies, 이제 그 최파 증오서도 난다마 감 증오서 탈실 이제 이제 당시 이제 기와 대마수 진짜 이력이 되기 가서 됐다 사 예수다 이리 도구이 순서
These first two lines refer to the Buddha jewel, that these stains, that the afflictions together of this seeds and stains have been completely eradicated, so they can never ever arise again. Then the third and fourth line also refers to the Buddha jewel, the one in whom in every way all excellent qualities abide. So with the eradication of faults, excellent qualities start to grow in strength and shine through. When all the faults have been completely eradicated, this comes together with all excellent qualities being perfectly or completely developed.
所以,
to summarize these first four lines, they refer to the Buddha jewel, the first two lines referring to the complete eradication of the afflictions, their seeds and their stains. As it says, they are perpetually and completely absent. They will never, ever arise again. And together with this, all excellent qualities have been developed and developed to the point of perfection. So faults have been perfectly removed or completely removed, and good qualities have been perfectly or completely developed.
Those
who are well educated, reading these four lines, they will understand these four lines in the same way I've presented, but they'll also recognize that whilst it is solely the Buddha jewel that is being explicitly praised in these four lines, the Dharma jewel and Sangha jewel are implicitly being praised as well. Why is that? So the Sangha jewel refers to all Arya beings. An individual Buddha is an Arya Buddha, is an illustration of an Arya being. So therefore, the Sangha jewel is also being praised. And the Dharma jewel refers to true paths and true cessations. These exist in the mind of Buddhas. Buddhas attain the path of no more training, and therefore, and all afflictions have been completely brought to cessation or ceased. So therefore, the Dharma jewel is also being praised. So there's a gradient in terms of Arya beings, and there's a gradient in terms of true paths and cessations. But it was explicitly the Buddha jewel is being praised here in these four lines. Implicitly, the Dharma and Sangha jewels are also being praised.
Dialam で、ゆっくり、え、で、え、リニューラーさんに言っていいねな、ジェフ・ローホリーです。じゃ、
这更脆干。
你这干，这是原来的原因了，结果现实。
Next two lines, if you have good sense, you will go to such a one for refuge. So someone who has good sense or is sensible refers to someone who has knowledge and intelligence has developed based on that knowledge. So these are two different ways to translate the word for wisdom. So they have knowledge and intelligence developed in the base, on the base of that knowledge. They are who are referred to here as having good sense. So such a person will go for refuge. So the sensible one is the person who has fear for suffering, such as in the lower realms or samsara in its entirety and so forth, and faith that the three jewels, their guidance, can lead them to transforming their mind and gain protection from such suffering. In other words, a person who goes for refuge, they are a sensible one or one of good sense. So therefore, in the sixth line, they will go to such a one for refuge. It is right to praise and honor him. Praise then refers to praising the Buddha's many qualities, the qualities in relation to his body and physical behavior, that of his speech and that of his mind, his mental qualities. So to praise these and to honor him. Honor can be shown in honor or respect can be shown in different ways. Again, through praising or through offering help and assistance, making offerings and so forth. So as such a being, it is right, such a being, the Buddha Chul, it is right to praise and honor him. And the final line from praise in 150 verses, and to abide in what he teaches. that which comes down to living in accordance with his teachings. This means the scriptural teachings need to be heard and reflected and eventually meditated on, giving rise to the realized teachings. The scriptural teachings are the teachings that the Buddha gives, as well as the commentaries on those teachings. These need to be heard or studied, reflected on, and meditated on. And in this way, one gives rise to the Dharma within, one develops the Dharma within, and this is the realized teachings. So the meaning then of this final line, and to abide in what he teaches, is live according to what he teaches. And Lama Tsongkhapa comments, thus, if someone has the intelligence to differentiate between a refuge and what is not a refuge, it is appropriate for him or her to go for refuge to the undeceiving protector, the Blessed Buddha. So just to say as an aside, as a translator, this word you see here translated as protector, and above the word refuge, it's the same word. So I'll just say this again to emphasize the meaning of refuge. Now to what Gendler said. So those who have intelligence, in other words, those who have knowledge on the Dharma and have thought about the meaning of the Dharma, they will be able to differentiate or distinguish between what is a reliable source of protection from suffering and what is not. And therefore, it would be appropriate for them to go to the undeceiving protector, the Blessed Buddha. And concludes, this also characterizes the Dharma jewel and the Sangha jewel. And Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from 70 verses on going for refuge. The Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha are the refuge of those who want liberation. Yes, it's, as it says in this quotation, those who yearn to be freed of the sufferings of samsara in its entirety, both the lower and the higher realms, who yearn to abide in lasting, stable happiness, for them it's entirely appropriate that they turn to the Buddha jewel, the Dharma jewel, and the Sangha jewel for protecting refuge. that liberation from the sufferings of samsara, it's possible, was shown by Buddha Shakyamuni, who also taught the complete and unmistaken method to attain such an exalted state. So we are still far from attaining our own liberation. However, we live still in a time when the founder teachers' teachings abide in the world, when the complete and unmistaken method by which one can gain freedom from suffering still abides in our world. So therefore, we need to apply ourselves to strengthening our habituation to wholesome ways of thinking, and thereby we will proportionately weaken our habituation to unwholesome or afflicted ways of thinking. And as we continuously strive in this process of becoming ever more virtuous, our mind becoming ever more virtuous and ever less afflicted, we'll eventually generate the initial path in our continuum, develop it further to the point where we finally become an Arya being ourselves and develop a true cessation. And it's through this process that we will come to gain complete freedom from suffering. This is something entirely possible for any of us because of the causes we have created and the teachings that we have encountered. Our spiritual journey comes about independent on the accumulation of a wide number of causes. If we develop the appropriate causes, we will progress well, and our way of thinking will develop the way that we long for it to develop. Whereas if we don't accumulate those causes, we will stay static, stuck where we are. And if we accumulate contrary causes, our way of thinking will degenerate. But by relying on a skillful teacher, recognizing that they are like the Buddha, we will follow their guidance. And if we had done this lifetimes ago, Right now, we'd find ourselves in a very different position. When in reality, where we are is still a way off from cultivating an initial path. But if we recognize this, and we rather embrace the opportunity that we have to rely on the guidance of our very skilled teacher, can use what remains of this life as an opportunity to transform the trajectory of lives to come. To do so, we need to trust the guidance that we are receiving, trust, and then train in the way we are guided. Not thinking, I know better. Not thinking, I want to focus on what I prefer. It's that confused way of thinking that has led us to still being so far from attaining a path. Rather, we should train in the correct sequence, starting where we are now, not training in what attracts us, what pleases us, thinking that we can progress in the way that we choose. This is not a method that will lead to any success. The training that has delivered so many remarkable beings, has cultivated beings to the state of becoming Arya beings themselves, is exactly what we've encountered with this text. So train in the order and in the manner presented, and do so over these years that we are engaging with this text. This is the process by which one will cultivate a path, whereby one will actually become an illustration of the three jewels oneself. To have confidence in this tradition that has cultivated or led to so many beings radically transforming themselves, and rather let go of the pride that thinks we know better and follow the guidance of what has worked for generations. If someone is knowledgeable and skilled in what they're knowledgeable about, great success can follow when that knowledge and skill is conjoined with enthusiastic perseverance. This is the case in society, whether expressed in sports or one's livelihood, but so much more so in the field of spiritual development, a course of action in which we do not yet have much personal experience that we can rely on, but we do have the experience of others. This experience cultivated over 2,500 years. We have this to turn to and rely on. If we continue to try and find our own way, we will not gain our desired goal. We have no experience ever in any lifetime of having attained lasting, stable happiness. We've never attained freedom from suffering. So we should not think we know better. Rather, by letting go of such misconceptions, and rather embracing, opening ourselves up to the guidance of what has worked for countless generations, we will be able to have a radical impact on our mind and what remains of this life.
나 e 나 e 모 e 다 n t 기 e r t a i n m e n t 그 유 e 상 t 분 i 다 e n t 상 e 세 t 이 i n m e n t e n t e r t a i n 대 e n t 대 r t a i n m e n t e n t e r t a i n m e n t e n t e r t a i n m e n t e n t e r t a i n m e n t e n t e r t a i n m e n t e n t e r t a i n m e n t e n 이니기 람진나 이니기 진리인데 나들이세 에트방비 금박과 방비 내오케 에이쇼 교회에서 지난 대유구 이불과 비합 등치야 에이 에대다만루 아스마도마 타다 타고 우월에 에레케기 기버리 이니기 이거에 에대네에 마툰 투한 수수위에 이제는 그 유사의 탐지와 남들이 제발 마신 일 소식 내지 이미 제발이나 아니 이리 과거다 요불이 세세기 이시시이다 에치 이내 이시 커내다 이 범에 사이 에는 민주의 에는 과투 손쇼가 되다 나 이시시다 쇼가 되 이샤고 에 내아이 이케 루세 이 개수 유이 이니 개루 룩등기 루
Brief, what we've looked at tonight is that we've looked at or identified the three jewels. With the first, the Buddha jewel, being the founder teacher, the perfected being that is completely freed of all faults and has perfectly developed all good qualities. The Dharma jewel, the actual protecting refuge, are the true cessations and true paths within the continuum of Arya beings, and it's Arya beings who are the Sangha jewel, those who have gained this transformative experience of the teachings. So as practitioners who aspire to achieve what these beings have attained, to cultivate true paths and cessations within us, we should rely on and follow the guidance of those who have experience, those who have skill, and we should train just as we are guided, letting go of what is unimportant and embracing what is important. So we've looked at two key outlines. First being the causes of refuge, and we've reviewed that tonight. And the second is the objects which one goes for refuge. We looked at the first part, identifying the objects of refuge. So then, thank you. We can conclude there for tonight. If you've got questions, you're welcome to ask now. Otherwise, there'll be opportunity tomorrow as well. Then thank you.